right, here we go. It's that time. Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST. Good morning. It is Chris. It's Joe. It's Dan Zarro, our PST chief meteorologist. This is a Dan Chris special where we try to match each other's answers. We normally don't do very well, but it gets your brain kind of moving on a Monday morning to get you ready for the day, the week, whatever.
We like to think it's a lot of fun.
It
and
is
hopefully
fun.
You all have fun matching us or not matching us or laughing at how stupid we sound or all of the above, right?
You can put your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat. We'll check them as we go along and see if you guys can successfully match us, even if we don't match each other. All right, so I'm going to step out first. Dan's going to answer them first, then I'll come back in, see if I can do the job. Joe is going to be the game show host.
Call me Martin Short. Right, he's the new host of it now. Call me Martin Short. Yeah. All right.
Bye, Marty. Chris. That's what Marty, Selena Gomez.
Selena calls him Marty. I wonder
all right,
if
I'm out.
I wonder if his girlfriend does too. All right. Dan, first one.
Okay.
The VIP gift bags at this year's MTV VMAs were so wild.
How wild were they?
One influencer said they walked out with lube, lashes, and a blank.
Oh. Okay, that's pretty wild. I feel like there's some alliteration going on here. Lube and lashes. I'm going to pick the first thing that comes to mind that starts with the letter L. How about a lover?
Okay.
Aha, what a stupid answer. But I'll go with that. You go home with a lover. That's wild, right?
Kind of like that, actually. Right. I wasn't expecting that.
All right.
Dan, number two is personal about me.
Okay.
Can't wait to see what you do with this one. Dan, did you hear I saw Dua Lipa in concert this week?
I think I saw a photo on Facebook or something. Looks like you had a great time.
I lost my voice, my dignity, and my blank when she sang Levitating.
Oh, Joe, there's so many things I want to say here.
I'm not helping.
I'm not going to say that. And I'm not going to say that either.
Oh, can you go with the first thing you weren't going to say
and
just say it?
Nope. All right, song's Levitating. I'm going to say you lost your balance.
Balance?
You lost your... You fainted or you started levitating. You all lost right. your balance.
Balance, okay. And Dan, our final, the super match, one word. Go with the word booty blank.
Okay, actually two come to mind, right? We could go all Beyonce and go bootylicious here.
Ooh.
But I instead am going to go, I'm not going to say I'm channeling Chris here, but
I hope you're going with the word I think you will, which
I'm
going
to go for booty call.
If I were trying to channel Chris, that's too what I would have said as well.
All right.
All right, Chris, make your way back in. She's in the doorway and there she is.
Hey.
Hello, Chris.
Hi. These are hard today.
You guys have like devilish grins on your faces. I can't wait to hear this.
I don't know.
All right, you ready,
Joe
Chris?
Joe made up the question, so I can only imagine.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense then. Good luck.
Okay,
go
you
ahead.
Two over there.
Give
from
them
the
to
peanut
me.
Gallery. Chris, the VIP gift bags at this year's MTV VMAs were so wild.
Ooh, how wild were they?
One influencer said they walked out with lube, lashes, and a blank.
Lube and lashes? Well, okay, so we're getting kind of dirty here. Maybe an adult toy?
No, we're not calling it a match, but a part of me wanted to.
Say? Is it close?
Part of me wanted to because Dan said a lover.
Oh,
and
I
a toy.
Went with the L. Theme.
Oh, yeah.
But like I was thinking like a cigarette, you know, or a joint or there's a lot of different ways we could have gone with that.
I just heard lube and I went dirty. I don't know.
You're good.
All right.
Sorry.
Moving on.
Okay.
Number two, Chris.
That was tough.
Did you hear? I saw Dua Lipa in concert this week.
Yes, we all heard.
I lost my voice, my dignity, and my blank when she sang Levitating.
Your pants?
You going with pants?
Is that did you say pants? Dan.
That one didn't come to mind, but I like the answer.
He's giving me like four buzzers.
Dan said balance. Dan went literally on levitating.
You don't know,
Dan,
Joe.
Can you reveal
Joe's
what answer you kept to yourself?
I'll be happy to tell you off air. I'm not sure it's completely
that inappropriate.
Appropriate.
Wow. All right, Chris. We're going to try to get one
pants
in the super match here.
That's a good answer, by the way. Joe loses things like that.
Okay.
My pants, though, I had to get it. Anyway. Super match free, Chris. Booty blank.
Oh, booty.
My hand's on the correct bow because I really think you guys are going to match.
Booty call.
Of course.
Right. Booty call.
Yeah. Dan was toying and I was like, oh no,
or
go
like booty
call.
Booty shaking, I was thinking too.
I was toying with bootylicious maybe.
Oh yeah,
but licious isn't a word to fill in the blank.
Right.
Call is.
Listen, nobody's,
One out of three.
Okay, not bad.
Par for the course for us.
And the super match. In my game, the super match is actually worth 2 points.
So now we're ahead of the game.
Woo, okay.
All right, so round... How are we doing Monday morning match game here on 94.5 PST? Round two. We did our typical 1 out of 3, although we got the super match, which Joe says is worth 2.
In my game, you know, it is.
Hey, we'll take it.
Okay.
You know, because a game show's got to have some drama, right? I mean, listen, in Family Feud, the third round is triple the point value. So we got to have a little something, you know?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send Dan out of the room for round two. I'm going to answer the questions first, and Dan's got to come back in and match my answers. You can always try to match our answers, too, if you want. You can put your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat. It's, you know, our way of kind of getting our brains working on a Monday morning.
Yep. All right, I'm out of here.
Dan, get to stepping.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
Dan's a stepping. Those big, tall legs of his are out of the room. You ready, Chris?
Yep.
Chris, did you hear? Timothée Chalamet's DMs leaked.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, he's into toes, candles, and blank during thunderstorms.
What? This is so random.
Well, you know he's a freaky guy.
Yeah, well, he is kind of a unique guy. What would he do during thunderstorms? Would he cuddle with Kylie, his girlfriend, during thunderstorms?
So he's into toes, candles, and cuddling with Kylie.
I don't know if that's the best answer.
I don't think he'd be DMing. Anyway, I'm not going to offer you feedback in real time.
Yeah.
I get in trouble when I do that around here. All right, question number two, Chris. Over the weekend, Travis Kelce got caught sexting from the sidelines.
Uh-oh.
That's why he and Andy Reid had that whole fight.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he bumped him.
Turns out he accidentally sent a photo of his blank to his coach, Andy Reid.
Oh, my.
That's what that whole sideline fight was about.
Yeah, they got heated there. He sent a picture of his fiance.
Fiance.
I don't know if that has anything to do with sexting. His naked fiance? No, we won't go there. Okay.
Super match, Chris. See if we can do this.
These are tough.
Super match for you, Chris. Mm-hmm. Thirst blank.
Well, that's easy. Thirst trap.
Thirst trap. All right.
Dan, I don't think Dan thinks like we do, Joe.
Well, Chris, number
two. Not sure I think you do.
I have feedback for you on number two.
All right.
But get into that in a second. All right, Dan, you back?
Hi, I'm back.
All right, Dan. Dan, first one.
Okay.
Dan, did you hear? Timothée Chalamet's DMs leaked.
Oh.
Apparently, he's into toes, candles, and blank during thunderstorms.
Well, I like thunderstorms, but I like thunderstorm safety. You want to be inside a sturdy building. We're not in weather mode here.
So says the meteorologist. Right.
Timothée Chalamet, great actor. All right, I'm going to channel my favorite Timothée Chalamet movie for my answer here, which was Wonka. And I'm going to say he likes chocolate during thunderstorms.
I think that's a decent answer.
Probably better than my answer.
Has some justification, at least, no?
Chris said cuddling with Kylie.
Kylie, his girlfriend Kylie Jenner.
Oh.
During thunderstorm, you cuddle buddies.
Cuddle, yeah, okay.
God, I get all kinds of buzzers.
New hands hitting the buzzers this week. Who dat?
Now, Nikki and Jackson said stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Okay. He's into stuffed animals during thunderstorms.
All right.
Is he a weird dude?
Yeah, he's a weird dude.
Okay.
All right, Dan. Number two. Over the weekend, Travis Kelce got caught sexting from the sidelines.
Uh-oh.
Turns out he accidentally sent a photo of his blank to his coach, Andy Reid.
All right. I've got two good answers, and I'm going to say he sent a photo of his chief.
That's good, though, Dan.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
Dan at least understood what sexting meant. Chris said a photo of his fiance.
I was saying,
you
know,
sent photos of yourself when you're sexting.
My other answer was a photo of his Swifty.
Dan knew the assignment.
I was going to say footballs.
That's a good one, too.
Okay.
You
two over there don't quite get the...
All right, sorry.
All right, new host of this game, so maybe by next week you two will be in the same...
All right, but listen, it all comes down to the super match, which is worth 100 million points.
Perfect.
All right, super match, Dan. Thirst blank.
Thirst blank.
I'm not sure Dan's ever heard of this.
I can only think of one thing.
Dan's online.
Come on, Dan, spit it out.
Thirst trap?
Yes.
Isn't that a thing? Yeah.
Yeah. How dare you not think Dan's ever heard of thirst traps?
He just said, isn't that a thing? Yeah, I'm not sure he completely understands.
I don't know what else could possibly
agreed.
Be Yeah, thirst trap.
Yeah.
Good job. All right, good. You guys ended with 4 points.
Well, we got both the super matches, so not bad.
100 million points.
It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 7:30. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe. We're Chris and the crew. So listen, we're getting really close to Taylor dropping her next album, Life of a Showgirl. And we've decided to throw a listening party with our friends at Al's Airport Inn. Carrie's here. She's the owner of Al's. Carrie is the best. Let's bring her on. Hey, Carrie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carrie, you are the best because every time we have some crazy idea, we call her and she's like, I'm on board.
We did. That's exactly how this went, right, Carrie?
Come on. Yeah, it's like, if you offer fun, like, who could say no?
And this one you got to stay up late for, too. Well, so we're having Carrie's this big party on October 2nd. It's the pre-party. It's the Taylor Swift listening party. So the pre-party starting at 8. We're going to ramp up at 10 with, like, a ton of fun. There's, like, games and things like that. And then, of course, at midnight, we're all going to listen to the album together when it drops.
Carrie, this means your staff has to stay up late for us again. We did this with Tortured Poets Department.
It was awesome.
We made Capture-y everyone stay up late for us, and we're doing that again.
I can tell you they can complain about being up late, but they are all up late whether they are working or not. So they will be fine. I, on the other hand, will be struggling, but I'm making it happen. They came up with so many fun cocktails that I'm like, I think we have time to try them all.
Yeah, Carrie, we got to tell them about the cocktails because I love the names.
Oh, so that's just like Carissa's dream is coming up with these things. So she has Enchanted Dreamsicle, Shake It Off Citrus Martini, the Swift Spritz, Showgirl Sunrise.
Love.
And I wouldn't be surprised if she comes up with more.
Oh, I love it. I love a theme. If you know anything about me, I love a good theme.
I did this with you guys for the last album, and I made it a point to try each one. And then I came back here and I slept at the station. I have to Uber back here.
He was big time hungover.
Hungover.
So we're also going to have like music bingo and Taylor trivia and a Taylor ring toss and maybe even a Taylor lip sync contest. That would be kind of fun, right, Joe?
Yeah.
So and we've got prizes too, like Taylor swag, vinyl records. Like this is going to be the ultimate Taylor Swift listening party.
And Carrie, we're talking about showing up dressed in your favorite era too, right? So maybe we'll have some extra prizes for that.
Yeah, I was like, you know, if we're going to do it again, let's go even bigger and come dressed for it. I mean, come on. Yeah. Like, why not? If you're going to be out, dress for it, you know, and have a good time.
So it's all happening Thursday night, October 2nd, the night she's dropping Life of a Showgirl, 10 p.m., Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. Be there. You're invited. Bring all your Swifty friends.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, to the phones we go, and we go down to Maple Shade. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
What are you doing this morning? On your way to work?
I'm on my way to work.
And what do you do?
I work in the lab at a hospital.
Ooh, important.
Well, thank you for all that you do. All right, Chris.
I hear you play Can't Beat Chris.
Thank you.
I hear you play Can't Beat Chris in the car all the time.
Every morning for the last, like, 7 months.
Ooh, how well do you do?
I do pretty well.
Uh-oh. The thing is, we always hear this, it's easy to play until you're here. I mean, no pressure, Emily, but it's...
I know, I'm scared I'm going to get angry.
Music and sound effects in your ear, and it's just, it's a different feeling. We understand that.
All right, well, I'm going to let you be. You and Joe can take over here. I'm going to step out. You get the questions first. You answer them the best you can. There's three of them. And then I'll come back. I'll try to answer the same three as best I can, and we'll see who wins, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Chris is good making luck. Her way downtown, walking fast, faces past, and she's out of the room. There we go. Quiz starts now for you, Emily. Dancing with the Stars is back, and it's hosted by Alfonso Ribeiro. I think that's how you say his name. In the 90s, he played the role of Carlton Banks on what popular TV show?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Lock it in.
She knew the lock it in rule. I like that. All right, there we go. Locked in. Okay. Question number two. It was just announced that Bad Bunny is going to be the host of the season premiere of Saturday Night Live. What island is Bad Bunny originally from?
Oh, gosh. Puerto Rico.
Do you want to lock it in?
Yeah, sure. Lock it in.
And the third and final question, the Phillies are gearing up for the postseason. One of their stars is still chasing the record for the most home runs in a single season. Which player is that?
Kyle Schwarber, lock it in.
Emily, that was a very solid game. I will tell you that. All right. Kathy, Chris, this morning is powered by our friends at Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week and brunch Saturdays and Sundays. Happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. Check them out online, alsairportin.com. Al's, it is where the locals go. Hello, Chris.
Hey there.
You ready, Chris?
Sure.
All right. Emily's all locked in. Chris, your quiz starts now. Dancing with the Stars is back, and it's hosted once again by Alfonso Ribeiro. In the 90s, he played the role of Carlton Banks on what popular TV show?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You both said Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You're both correct. Off to a 1-1 tie going into the second question. Announced this week that Bad Bunny is going to be the host of the season premiere of Saturday Night Live. What island is Bad Bunny originally from?
Puerto Rico.
You both said Puerto Rico. You're both correct.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's not that hard. Oh, were you
Emily,
surprised?
Emily
you got
wasn't
that right?
Sure. She wasn't confident, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a guess.
It was a solid guess, Emily. Third and final question. The Phillies are gearing up for the postseason. One of their stars, though, is still chasing the record for the most home runs by a Philly in a single season. Which player is that?
Schwarber.
You both said Kyle Schwarber. You're both correct. That means we end in a perfect tie. Very good. Good job, Emily.
Nice
Emily,
job.
I know you
good
were nervous,
showing.
But very good showing. Confident with all three answers. Emily, you do not have to give us that phrase of shame. Chris's streak technically continues. But for you, we got you a pair of tickets to see Lorde when she brings the ultrasound tour to Philly's Xfinity Mobile Arena, formerly the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are sold out, but you can win them all week with PST.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So the wedding of the century, you know, Taylor and Travis's wedding, may be happening sooner than we think. I've heard some buzz that they're, you know, in the early planning stages, they're having so much fun, like researching venues and locations and stuff like that. And that even though they don't have a set venue or location yet, the wedding is likely going to be early next year. That's only a few months away.
Well,
I mean, think about it. They're getting older. She's getting older. If she wants to have kids, you know what I mean?
Also, I mean, the idea has always been, this is Travis's last season in the NFL. If he didn't prove that yesterday.
And when does that end?
No matter what, it'll end in February.
Right? Yeah, so right after that is probably when it's going to happen. So I'll keep you posted. But from what I'm hearing, it's not going to be some over the top thing, which I kind of thought would happen. Not going to be a ton of celebrities, just like a private thing with family and friends. So, I don't know. I'll keep you posted. Oh, and did you also hear that Pillsbury, you know, the baking company, is teaming up with Taylor to sell boxes of Funfetti sourdough bread mix?
She does love to bake.
She loves sourdough. And remember what she said on the New Heights podcast, that when she gets together with Jason and Kylie's daughters, they just do Funfetti everything, and the girls love sprinkles and stuff. So it's kind of a nod to them, too, which I think is super cute. So look for it, you know, like the box mixes on shelves soon. So Nina Dobrev, I know you saw this picture, Joe. She was spotted getting cozy with Zac Efron on a yacht off the coast of Sardinia. Remember, she just ended her engagement with Shaun White. She went on a vacation with a bunch of friends. Zac is in that group. And I don't know, Joe, you said they were chatting pretty close.
Yeah, but
I said
I've talked that close to friends on vacation. To me, it didn't look like they were stupid.
It wasn't,
oh my God, those two just got out of bed together.
I got to put them on a watch. And, you know, we as Americans, we love being number one, right? We're so competitive. We love being at the top of the list. Well, congratulations. We're at the top of the list when it comes to cheating. This is awful. So in a new report, it shows all the countries with the most infidelity. We're number one. 71% of Americans have admitted to cheating.
Okay.
71%. That is awful. You know, I have no tolerance for
that. The average person has cheated at least.
Oh,
this is saying that,
God.
Too. Yeah.
That is awful.
You know what I say? Don't make any boundaries in the relationships and you're not cheating.
And you know the app that's kind of helping people cheat? It's not a dating app. It's not Plenty of Fish, anything like that. They're saying it's the calendar app in your phone.
I've heard this before.
Simple calendar app.
Because it blends in. Your spouse isn't going to realize that that's where you're...
Well, and they say you could put a work meeting on it. But then spouses are catching on because if the work meeting becomes too frequent, they can go back and check and stuff like that. Kind of raises a red flag. So I don't know. There you go. There's the scoop. It's Chris and the Crew. Good morning. It's Chris and Joe. So let me ask you a question. The phones are open. They're always open for you to chime in. 609-243-9778. So does Joe have the right to say no to guests in his home when it's not his home?
Yes.
I don't know about this, Joe.
So my roommate texted me this morning, hey, can I have a friend stay over? Now my roommates, I'm going to give full picture. I live with friends. They're a couple and they own the home that I live in.
So you're a tenant.
I'm a tenant in the home. Right. And so when a guest stays over, there's a guest room on the floor of the house. It's, you know, it's a room. So I'm on the second floor. There's a guest room on our floor. I then, when there's a guest, share the bathroom with that guest.
So you're the only one on that floor. So
yeah,
basically, you have the floor of the house.
The second floor. I mean, and obviously, the guest room is available to them. I think one of my roommates uses it as an office periodically. But what my roommate was basically saying is, hey, can a friend stay for a few days? And it's really just not a good week for me. It's really inconvenient.
How entitled.
I'm thinking to myself, like, here's the thing, right? Like, I have a schedule where, like, I'm in and out of my bed. I'm like, oh, God, then I have to, like, think to myself, like, did I clean up my towel this morning and stuff like that? I'm like, better not be coming today. I'm not ready. Well, I'm not ready.
And you're a mess. So I can imagine there's clothes around. There's stuff everywhere.
I'm not dirty, but I'm a mess. So like my toilet itself is clean.
Right.
But there's clothes in the hamper in the bathroom. Yeah, absolutely.
I can't even imagine what your floor looks like. Here's the thing, Joe. Like, you're sounding pretty entitled right now.
I pay rent.
Yeah. Okay. But what happens when your boyfriend comes over? You just expect him to stay for days on end at their house. And it's their house, remember? You're not asking permission. He's just coming over.
Well,
so why did they? I'm not even sure they should have even asked if it was okay with you. I just think it's their guest and they're having a guest.
I think no. I think when my boyfriend comes over, he stays in my room, uses my bathroom. Like, I've pre-accepted that. I guess you're saying, though, that he's using the common areas like the kitchen. And
he clearly is.
Yeah, I mean,
if he steps foot in the kitchen. And where do you guys watch TV?
My bedroom, primarily.
Oh, so you're primarily. You stay on your floor.
Primarily,
but
yeah.
I bet you guys use the kitchen because it's a common kitchen. Obviously, you use the kitchen.
Yeah, we have to occasionally. Yeah.
Joe, this is sounding awful for you.
I think I'm in
the
right.
It's not your house. I don't care if you pay rent or not. They have a right to have their guests.
Mm.
I don't know. What do you think?
I'm correct here. Side with me.
I don't think you're
correct.
Side
with
me.
That's really what needs to happen here.
It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:15. Chris and Joe. Joe is sounding super entitled here this morning. So he says to me that his roommates, remember, Joe lives with a couple as their tenant. There's no threesomes going on or anything.
No, this is strictly,
they're a married couple. You pay them rent. You live on the second floor of their house. You kind of get that space.
And
right? This
has worked very well for me. We actually debated on air, should I move in? It has worked out splendidly for me.
Joe cannot take care of anything.
And even at that, like you see, I have very long days here.
Yes.
I have duties outside of the station. So like for me, it's great because I can go in. I have a little human contact. And then I go right to my, it's good for me.
So basically he rents a room in a house, just for context here. So his roommates were nice enough to say to him, hey, do you mind if we have a guest for a few days? Now the guest room is on the floor, quote unquote, the Joe's space in the house. He's all kinds of mad that he's got to share his space.
I was gonna say this means I would have to share my bathroom with their guests.
And I am ill prepared.
But I guess my argument is rent. I'm paying for that bathroom basically. Exclusivity of the second floor bathroom.
I don't think you have the right. You don't have enough of a stake there.
There is a weird shower in our basement that my roommate uses for like his woodworking stuff. Maybe I'll send the special tenant down there.
Now, look, I'm chatting with Karen in Ledgewood in the PST app chat. And she says she kind of sympathizes with you a little bit, Joe, and says, I understand that it could be an inconvenience for you, Joe, but you need to allow their guests to come in. I don't even think the word is allow. I think you have to be okay with them having guests and sharing your bathroom.
No.
Lori in Burlington says, Joe, you're not sounding good on this one. She's with me on this one.
Welcome to most days of Chris and the crew. Somehow I wind up not sounding good.
Yeah. You don't have the right, basically, is what everybody's saying overwhelmingly in the app chat. It's not your house.
You know what? When I start,
you just pay rent.
When I start Joeing the crew one day, it's going to be all topics about how I'm the victim and how people siding with me.
It's not just me saying you're wrong here, Joe. It's everybody else in the app chat too.
All right, all
right. Everybody.
Okay.
It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe. We're Chris and the crew. So listen, we're getting really close to Taylor dropping her next album, Life of a Showgirl. And we've decided to throw a listening party with our friends at Al's Airport Inn. Carrie's here. She's the owner of Al's. Carrie is the best. Let's bring her on. Hey, Carrie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carrie, you are the best because every time we have some crazy idea, we call her and she's like, I'm on board.
We did. That's exactly how this went, right, Carrie?
Come on. Yeah, it's like, if you offer fun, like, who could say no?
And this one you got to stay up late for, too. Well, so we're having this big party on October 2nd. It's the pre-party. It's the Taylor Swift listening party. So the pre-party starting at 8. We're going to ramp up at 10 with like a ton of fun. There's like games and things like that. And then, of course, at midnight, we're all going to listen to the album together when it drops.
Carrie, this means your staff has to stay up late for us again. We did this with Tortured Poets Department.
It was awesome.
We made Capture-y everyone stay up late for us, and we're doing that again.
I can tell you they can complain about being up late, but they are all up late whether they are working or not. So they will be fine. I, on the other hand, will be struggling, but I'm making it happen. They came up with so many fun cocktails that I'm like, I think we have time to try them all.
Yeah, Carrie, we got to tell them about the cocktails because I love the names.
Oh, so that's just like Carissa's dream is coming up with these things. So she has Enchanted Dreamsicle, Shake It Off Citrus Martini, the Swift Spritz, Showgirl Sunrise.
Love.
And I wouldn't be surprised if she comes up with more.
Oh, I love it. I love a theme. If you know anything about me, I love a good theme.
I did this with you guys for the last album, and I made it a point to try each one. And then I came back here and I slept at the station. I have to Uber back here.
He was big time hungover.
Hungover on Friday.
So we're also going to have like music bingo and Taylor trivia and a Taylor ring toss and maybe even a Taylor lip sync contest. That would be kind of fun, right, Joe?
Yeah.
So and we've got prizes too, like Taylor swag, vinyl records. Like this is going to be the ultimate Taylor Swift listening party.
And Carrie, we're talking about showing up dressed in your favorite era too, right? So maybe we'll have some extra prizes for that.
Yeah, I was like, you know, if we're going to do it again, let's go even bigger and come dressed for it. I mean, come on. Yeah. Like, why not? If you're going to be out, dress for it, you know, and have a good time.
So it's all happening Thursday night, October 2nd, the night she's dropping Life of a Showgirl, 10 p.m., Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. Be there. You're invited. Bring all your Swiftie friends.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So it sounds like the wedding of the century, you know, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce is happening sooner than we think, within like a couple of months, actually. There's buzz that, you know, they're obviously in the very early planning stages. They just got engaged. No venue or location set yet. Like they're having fun, like researching places and locations and stuff, but it's likely going to be early next year. Here's my thought. Right after football season ends, which the Super Bowl is usually, what, first week in February, second week in February, yeah. Something like that. So maybe like end of February, March, something like that. That's what I'm thinking. And I'm hearing it's not going to be some crazy big star-studded thing. It's going to be more private, you know, like family and close friends and stuff like that. So I'll keep you posted. Oh, and listen to this. I've also heard that Pillsbury has teamed up with Taylor for boxes of Funfetti sourdough bread mix. Remember when she was talking on the New Heights podcast that they had been making a bunch of sourdough and that when she saw the Kelce girls, like Jason and Kylie's girls, they bake and they put lots of sprinkles on things and stuff because the girls love sprinkles. So it's kind of like a nod to them. I think it's adorable. Actually, so super cute. So Olive Garden, Joe, testing something new.
Yeah, I'm excited, whatever this is, probably.
They're testing a lighter portion menu. So it's just, well, not like diet foods, but like just smaller portions of seven other classic entrees at like lower prices.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I think, does this have a lot to do with everybody's on a GLP these days? And they're eating less?
They're eating less. They're probably watching more of the portions go to waste.
Right,
yeah.
And everything is so expensive that people don't have a lot of extra money to go out. So it gives you a lower price tag.
It is never-ending pasta season, though, at Olive Garden. I saw the commercial the other day.
You don't have to worry, though. The endless breadsticks are sticking. Mm. Soup, salad, whatever. About 40% of the locations are testing it. Everybody's loving it so far. So I have a feeling it's going to stick around. But don't worry. I mean, all the regular-sized classic meals are still there.
Okay.
You're just going to have the option of this lighter portion menu. I kind of like that. So just in time for Halloween, Wendy's is bringing back its spooky, cute, frosty frights kids meals. 12 new collectible toys. Just so you know. And there's a new trend in baby showers. Showers for grandmas. Oh. Showers for dads.
No.
Well, the thought is that a lot of grandmas chip in with the daycare and stuff, so they need their own stuff.
No.
So
then don't chip in.
Grandma's friends are throwing her showers now. And, you know, dads, if, you know, they're co-parenting or whatever, they're not going to carry around that pink diaper bag. They want a cool backpack or something like that. So
it's a rite of passage.
Dads are getting showers too now. All right, there's the scoop. Scoop brought to you by the LASIK experts in Lawrenceville. Right now, you can get LASIK starting as low as $9.99 per eye. Schedule a free LASIK consultation right now at LASIKExperts.com. Look this up. But
no,
he found out about it. It's Chris and the crew. It's Monday. I know we're trying to get you through it. It's Chris and Joe. So over the weekend, Joe travels with a backpack wherever he goes.
I always have my work laptop with me because I'm always thinking of something for
work.
You
always have clothes with you. Like, what's in that backpack right now?
Today, there's probably not clothes in it because I took them out to wash them this weekend,
okay,
to be honest.
Well, that's a good thing.
But I have mouthwash in my bag.
He can survive out of this backpack. He really can.
I have some important work documents. I have a phone charger. So, I have a hairbrush.
Tell everybody where you were going.
Hair gel. I went to the Dua Lipa concert. I have hair gel.
Yep.
Went to the Dua Lipa concert. But so I live in Philadelphia. So I went to Dua Lipa at Madison Square Garden. So it required, I booked Amtrak. Great. Love doing that. But that meant like a lot of downtime on the train. And I was like, I don't sit well just with my own thoughts. And so, but going to a concert, I couldn't check a bag. So like, what was I going to do?
It's not like you live in the city, you can leave your stuff at home and just go to the show.
Yeah, it's not like a Philadelphia show where
you
had to bring stuff.
Yeah.
So like, and I knew I was going to be commuting back and forth. I wanted to bring a charger with me because I needed it, all that stuff. So you can't check a bag at Madison Square Garden going into a concert.
They don't have lockers or anything like
that? Probably, but they were expensive. I looked all this up. So 5 minutes before I'm getting ready to leave for the train the other night, I'm like, well, how do I make this work? How do I take my backpack? I know, and I was going to the concert alone. So I was like truly alone. So I found you can now in New York City, there's a ton of places you can check a bag for however long you want. And I say this because last time I tried this, I tried to walk into a hotel coldly and just drop a bag for the, because they have bell checks and stuff at hotels. And they said, if you're not a guest, you can't do that. So I found services that let you check your bag at hotels for $4 to $7 a bag at the hotel.
That's crazy. Who knew that?
So I found a service. I mean, this isn't even an endorsement for them specifically because there's several of them. The one I used was called Bounce. I downloaded the app. I put in there and it was originally like, it suggested I do it at like a bodega and I was like, I'm not leaving my bag at a bodega.
So you just walk into a hotel, get a claim, like a coat check, get a ticket or whatever.
Beautiful.
You leave your bag and then you go back and pick it up
later?
Yep.
That's I went back. For $4, I dropped my bag off. Didn't have to think about it. It would have been $4 for the full day, but I dropped it off at, let's say, 4:30. I picked it back up at midnight. No problem.
And this was near MSG, so you didn't have to go far?
It was a 4-block walk, which is nothing. So I did a nice 4-block walk, walked back, and hopped on the train on my home.
That is so cool.
It's a reminder. If you need my takeaway is if you need a service in life now, you could probably Google and find somebody that is doing it for pay. If it's something you don't want to do or something you need help with,
somebody will do it for you.
Somebody will do it for you.
All you gotta do is pay them.
All you gotta do is pay.
Yeah.